Welcome. My name's Adrian Beebe, and this is the 12th in the series of podcasts about the village of Kington Langley in North Wiltshire. Now, this episode is going to be a bit of a departure. Usually, we delve into the past, but this time, we're staying rooted firmly in the present. The M4 motorway runs 2 miles north of Kington Langley, cutting a definitive line through the pastures and scattered villages of the Avon Valley. Leave the motorway at Junction 17, heading southeast, and there's a fair chance you've passed one of the UK's most well-loved truck stops, Chippenham Pit Stop. Perhaps you've eaten there or used the shop. However, there's a lot more to this place than meets the eye. So, in this episode, we're going to spend one full day, from dawn till dusk, behind the scenes at Chippenham Pit Stop. You're listening to Memories of Kington Langley.
Episode 12, The Secret Life of Chippenham Pit Stop.
It's 5:30 a.m. on a dark, slightly damp March morning. I'm on a minor road flanked by fields just off the M4. A few hundred yards away is the roundabout at Junction 17 of the motorway. Even though it's still an hour till dawn, that's the sound of lorries waking. In the lorry park at Chippenham Pit Stop, HGV drivers are on the move. After a night sleeping in their cabs, they're beginning their day's work, and so are the staff of Chippenham Pit Stop. As the overnight security guard finishes his shift, General Manager Lee is first to arrive. It's a short drive from his home in Kington St. Michael. He's here to open up for the day.
So is this your regular time?
Yeah. So we open at 6. So all the staff basically arrive at 6. I always come in early, just to get the ovens, get food in on the go.
So what time are you expecting your first customers?
At 6.
Bang on 6.
Outside, the exodus of trucks is intensifying. They're heading for the motorway and onward journeys that can take them anywhere in the country, even to Ireland or continental Europe. Lee tells me that these early starts are indicative of the hard life the truckers lead.
Yeah, and there's not enough drivers. It is a hard life. If you want to get in one of these trucks at 4 o'clock on a Monday morning and then not get home until 8-9 o'clock on a Friday night sort of thing, you've got the weekend and then you're away again. So you're away all week. That is your home. Living, sleeping and driving in the same space, especially with COVID and you're getting 45 minutes to come out. You couldn't actually sit in anywhere. You had to go straight back and sit in the truck sort of thing. So it's quite an eye-opening.
Pit Stop site incorporates a cafe, a shop, the lorry park, and amenities for the truckers, thousands of whom stay here every year. It's been owned and run by the Sylvie family since 1989. Hannah and Lisa Hatherall are part of that family.
People come from as far as Russia and Ukraine, and I respond to the reviews that we get online and see people from all over Europe.
So we were debating that, didn't we? We had any from Ukraine.
Yeah, we had someone recently in from Ukraine. I mean, the rules are that a driver can drive for no more than 56 hours in a week.
6 a.m. The kitchen staff have arrived. Kerry the chef, Ali and Tom serving. It's a race to get ready for the first customers due any moment. Kerry's in the kitchen preparing breakfasts. The ovens are on, bacon's frying, baked beans simmering.
Have you any idea how much food you get through a day here?
Wow, I would say sausages. We probably get through about 8 kilos of sausages, can be more. And bacon, probably, yeah, could be about 8 kilos of bacon. A lot of eggs on a busy day, probably a whole box, which is about 180 eggs.
How do they prefer their eggs done?
Well, you'd like to say fried, but you're quite surprising how many like poached egg.
As the sky lightens, the first customers are here. Truckers in overalls and high-vis jackets. They're greeted at the counter by Ali from Chipperham, one of the pit stop team's longest-serving members.
Why did you originally come to work here? What brought you?
I don't know. I used to work in a care home for like 7 years, and then just wanted to complete change, really.
What are the things that kind of make you keep coming back up?
People you work with, I've just got used to the place now. We've been here a long time.
You learn pretty quick at pit stop that the life of a long-distance lorry driver is not for the faint-hearted. Even though we're dependent on them to move our food, our fuel, medicines, pretty much everything we have to buy, the conditions in which they work are pretty punishing. And even though there's been much talk about improving things to encourage drivers into the industry, it still sounds a very tough job, as Lisa Hatherall tells me.
Some professional drivers will be doing daily drops and won't need to stay overnight, but a lot of our drivers will leave their houses Monday morning, possibly even Sunday night, and they will be out away from home for the whole week transporting their loads wherever they've got to take them to. We have a lot of European drivers as well coming from abroad and staying over. So they usually start off about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, that kind of time. So they usually rise early, so they go to bed early. And they have a thing called a tachograph, which monitors what they're doing. But they've got to stay somewhere safe, hopefully, not a lay-by.
8 a.m. Tom's hard at work on the coffee machine. Orders are coming thick and fast now, a mixture of truckers, tradespeople and local residents in for breakfast.
For lorry drivers, the full tank is definite. It's sort of our biggest breakfast, so it's the default for them to all jump on. They get a tea or coffee with it as well, so get some started for the morning, gets a bit of energy in the system. And
so we just counted up, that's a 12-item breakfast. Okay, and I'm looking at the poached eggs, smashed avocado and grilled tomato. How's that going down?
So with the lorry drivers, it's not the most popular item on the menu, but with the electric car drivers, it's definitely a hit. We get a lot of smashed avocado and poached eggs.
Electric car drivers. I haven't thought about them, but Chippenham Pit Stop has 4 rapid charging points for electric vehicles. And as the morning progresses, I find out that they've become a big draw for Pit Stop.
And why pop in here? Of all the places you could stop, why come here?
Because I've got an electric vehicle and they've got the highest voltage electric chargers.
And have you stopped here before?
Yes.
So is it because of the charging points?
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Yeah, because I haven't got enough charge to get where I'm going, and they're much higher than the regular service stations.
So I don't own an electric car, so can I ask you a couple of technical questions on
you
that?
Can try.
How long does it take to charge your car?
Too bloody long. Depends. Not all chargers are the same. These are high voltage ones, so I can get charged. I've usually got half a battery when I get here, so I can get charged in about 30 minutes.
It's an electric car, and the reason we're here is to charge it up.
Chargers. Okay. Very popular, the chargers.
Yes. The one down at the local service station is not so good.
General Manager Lee shows me how the charging points work.
Ionity approached us about putting in their electric chargers, and these went in live on the 20th of December 2020. Initially, we put the 4 in, and I thought, why on earth would they want 4 chargers in? Now we need another dozen. They've been incredible how busy they've been. So in the first quarter, we probably had 250 charge episodes. The next quarter, it went to 800. The next quarter, it went to 1,600. The next quarter, it went to 2,400. So it's doubling all the time. It is getting ever so popular.
late morning and the weather's improving. The breakfast rush has subsided, and in the kitchen they're clearing up and prepping for lunch. Next door in Pit Stop's shop, Chloe from Devisors gives me a quick tour.
We have a variety of people. We have the drivers, obviously, that come and stay. They do bits of shopping while they're here. We have people from the villages. We have people who drive electric cars. They charge their cars, they come in, do a bit of shopping, have a bit of food. People who just stop off when they're travelling, a bit of everything.
What are your best sellers?
So it did the other week.
Oh, yeah. Put me on the spot now.
Chloe makes herself scarce. So Adam takes over, shows me groceries, frozen goods, drinks, magazines, snacks. But what I'm most intrigued by is the section devoted to items for truckers.
So we've got various different sat navs at sort of various different prices, different dash cams that we have available. We've got Hoovers, we've got CB radios, which are still in use, but they're sort of more older tech.
I say, do you get much demand for CBs these days?
Farmers do, but drivers just depends on what they're doing. And you've got different sort of size inverters, which basically...
What's an inverter? Excuse me for being an accident.
Inverter, basically, you can transfer your power from your truck into a 3-pin plug. So you can use it for TV, a radio.
And this big thing here, I'll read it. It's a soft start modified sine wave inverter. What the heck is that?
I did have an explanation once. It's basically, most electrical currents are quite like a sort of a wave, whereas this is more like blocks of power you get.
So it sort of manages the power.
Yes, it manages the power.
Lunchtime. I'm on my way to sit down with Hannah and Lisa Hathrell to talk about their involvement in the business when I bump into Dave, a trucker from Great Yarmouth.
You know, they're handy places to stop. You've got decent showers, you've got a shop, you've got a decent restaurant. You're catered for, you know what I mean? Last time I spent a night in a motorway service was up near Manchester, and about 2 o'clock in the morning I was woke up and there was a bloke changing the tyre and lorry right next to me. You ain't going to get that here. You ain't going to get that here.
I leave Dave to finish his lunch and head upstairs to an open plan office with large windows overlooking the site. Hannah and Lisa are waiting for me. Both married into the Hathrell family and have taken active roles in running the Pit Stop business. Hannah used to be an insurance broker, Lisa a nurse, so quite a change for them, as Hannah tells me.
I was asked to join the business in probably about 12 years ago. I had recently left my career in the city and my father-in-law was keen to get a member of the family involved in the business. The Sylvie family had been in the business since 1870 in various different businesses, starting out in Bristol, factoring coal and sand dredging and all sorts of different things. And one of the sort of later things that they invested in was this truck stop. It was managed by a catering company called Compass for many years, and he decided that he would like to take it back into the family, and instead of having someone else manage it for us, then he would like the family to be involved. So I was the first person that he sort of thought maybe this would be a good idea to get her involved, because she's come from a business background and I'd sort of moved away from it when I had children.
This feels like a good moment for a history lesson. The M4 motorway at Chippenham opened in 1971. Where Chippenham Pit Stop stands today was once a farm called, rather lyrically, Oakley Acres, a potato and pig farm. Tim Cousins from Dracop Cern, remember Tim from episode 7? He ran odd jobs there while growing up. He even helped the then tenant build a farmhouse that today still forms part of Pit Stop's buildings. In either the late 1970s or early 80s, the farm was sold as a truck yard. Just some piles of gravel and a few diesel pumps. It was never profitable, so in 1989 the yard was sold to the Sylvies, Hannah and Lisa's family. It was renamed Sylvie's Truck Stop, but locally gained the nickname The Hideaway, which is perhaps understandable considering its secluded location. When ill health forced MD Michael Sylvie to step back from the business, it was Lisa's husband, David Hathrell, who took on the role. Lisa picks up the story.
Okay, well, I used to be a nurse, which was a job I absolutely loved. Then we had three, and then a surprise number four child, and actually doing back to nursing course became increasingly difficult. And I ended up working for my husband, David Hazrell, who's the MD of Chippenham Pitstop, at the head office in M32. So I just was doing a bit of admin work for him there, and then I had another child, so that took me out of the job market for a while. That job had gone by the time I came back. He suggested that I came and did a bit of admin at Chippenham Pitstop, which I was a bit horrified about, if I'm honest, because it was a 40-minute drive. I still had a young child and three other children at home. So I begrudgingly got in my car and came along and started doing a bit of admin work.
It's hard to discover precisely how many truck stops there are in the UK today. And by truck stop, I mean roadside facilities aimed primarily at truckers, but usually open to the public too, like Pit Stop. There are no comprehensive lists. What is clear, though, is that when I Google best truck stops, time and time again, Chippenham Pit Stop is at the top of the list or close to it. And in March, Pit Stop won Best Business of the Year in the Wiltshire Life Awards. So what is it that makes Pit Stop so well regarded among the lorry driving fraternity?
Was it 5 or 6 years ago we sat down and we made a decision that we wanted to be the most outstanding commercial rest stop in the UK and to be a place where everyone was welcome? So from that's been really at the core of every decision that we've made going forward. We wanted us to be a destination.
I also think one of the great successes is the fact it's a family business where we've got David, myself and you physically working the business. Then we've got two brother-in-laws and stepfather on the board. We've also got younger members like my daughter and now my son involved in doing some bits. I don't know how rare it is, but it feels quite rare to me to have a family that's the whole family. And that's all credit to Michael Silvey.
Early afternoon. General Manager Lee takes me on a tour of the lorry park, the large parking area that's mostly invisible from the road outside Pit Stop.
We've got 85 bays here. We average about 108 trucks a night staying over. So if you can imagine, we double, triple and park them wherever we can. We are looking to expand, going to get an additional land for parking, which is currently happening. So hopefully we should have an extra 44 bays, hopefully by the end of the year. But as I say, there's 100 trucks stay a night, but we have trucks coming in all day, getting fuel. They come here for their 45-minute breaks or their 15-minute breaks from us. So I guess sort of trucks, we're probably getting about 400-500 trucks in and out a day.
Trucks need fuel, a lot of it. Lee takes me to see what he calls the fuel island.
Our tanks are underneath the ground there.
Do you have any idea of these big trucks, how much fuel they take?
The averages, most of them are around about 400 litres. A lot of them, the long distance ones, may have two tanks. They do have the capacity of carrying up to about 800 to 1,000 litres of diesel.
Squeezing 108 HGVs into 85 parking bays sounds like some sort of fiendish puzzle. How, I ask Lee, do they manage it?
And for the drivers who are staying here overnight, they park all over the site?
So we got the sort of two sort of wings, if you like. So we got the west and the east. In all, 85 bays. But in the evening, when we do get busy, then we do actually park people on the pumps. We park people on the road, because the last thing we want to do is turn anybody away. And then a driver having to park up on a lay-by where they're vulnerable.
Every year, thousands of truckers choose to stay overnight at Pit Stop, even longer, some of them. Weekends can be busy too. Why do they come here? I ask Hannah Hathaway.
Obviously, the drivers, they're only allowed to be on the road for a certain number of hours. That did change over lockdown, the hours were extended. But they choose to come and stop in somewhere like Chippenham Pit Stop because it's safer. We have a night security guard who walks around and just makes sure that nobody's stealing whatever they've got on their load that day or that night. And they've got this the added security of being amongst others who are also in the same boat. If they choose to stay in a lay-by, yes, they don't have to pay any parking, but they're putting themselves at great risk.
General Manager Lee agrees. If they park overnight on the open roads, drivers are vulnerable to criminals.
Unfortunately, there are people out there, they'll slash the curtains to see what's in the lorries. they will punch a hole in the fuel tank and steal the diesel. So we are a secure site. We've got AMPR, so we clock everybody in as they go out. We've got all the registrations. We've got quite high-tech CCTV. We have a night security man, Dean. He arrives on site around about sort of 9:30.
I chat to a trucker from Estonia while he eats at Pit Stop's cafe. He tells me about his experience of parking on the roads here overnight.
Oh, here in UK, it's a disaster.
Why is that?
The criminals, or whoever the people are, they cut the tents. I drive a tent myself, so I mean, I've been lucky so far, but a lot of my colleagues been robbed, like a full load of alcohol, 3-4 pallets at the time of alcohol.
So you find it worse in the UK than Europe?
Well, it is pretty bad here. I hear that the France is, especially around Paris, it's as bad.
It's not just the drivers who are at risk. Pit Stop itself has fallen victim to the criminals.
We always invest back into the business, and we did up our shop and we put on a new kitchen at the side of the shop, and we built these offices where we are now. Very soon after we renovated our shop, we had a ram raid because we'd put in a cash machine for the drivers to make it easy for them to take out cash. And then, unfortunately, we were the victims of a nasty crime. So that was a real blow, wasn't it, to the business? And it really, we were so excited having invested so much into it, and then to have the front of our building smashed by a smash and grab was really disappointing. So that made us rethink. We had to put barriers in front of the building so that that couldn't happen again. And that was the point that we decided we needed to have a night security guard.
Another risk facing the drivers is that of inadvertently picking up stowaways. We've seen media coverage of migrants and refugees in France desperately trying to hitch rides on vehicles heading to the UK. It's a problem, you might think, predominantly for the southeast of England. But you'd be wrong. Even Pit Stop has been affected.
A driver noticed that they'd seen someone pop out the top of a lorry when it popped up for fuel. I went out and, yeah, we've seen there was four of them climb out the top of a lorry, which has come over from France. One of them jumped, hurt himself quite badly, and they ran off across the fields. So we called the police, and they got the drones out and dogs, and they did find the four. I think I was more concerned about their welfare than actually being smuggled into this country. I mean, they've been in the back of that trailer for who knows how long, 24, 48 hours, cold, wet.
But drivers also face more pernicious problems. Confined to cramped cabs for hours at a time, restricted in their movements, sitting for most of the day, their health can suffer, as ex-nurse Lisa Hatherall tells me.
You know, having read about drivers, was the health risks that the driving population were at threat from because of the sedentary nature of their job. So my nursing hat came out and I did a lot more research. David had done some research as well, but I felt very strongly that we needed to help them. And that's something that became a big role of mine here. Again, like Hannah, I'm very part-time, but was targeting their health needs. So we talked about putting healthier options in the restaurant. Everybody expects a truck stop to supply nothing but a big breakfast and perhaps some greasy fries. We've got very nice cooked breakfast and different options of it, but we've also got healthy options, you name it, jacket potatoes, omelettes. We're always creating ideas around what would anybody in a population like. So you can certainly have your wonderful traditional breakfast, but you might not want that every time.
It's late afternoon. General Manager Lee's finished for the day and now Terry's in charge. Terry's the duty manager for afternoons and evening, starting at 2 p.m. He's from Kington Langley.
So you come on at
2 o'clock, 2 till 10.
So what's the kind of rhythm through the day from when you start?
So the first couple of hours is doing what I call housework, is obviously checking stock in shop, making sure everything's ready for the evening. And then majority of the job for me personally and Oscar, my colleague, is making sure these guys are parked obviously legally. We fill up every night, so a horrible part of the job is when we get full, obviously we've got to turn people away. And because we are so popular, it does get a bit strange sometimes.
4 p.m. and the trucks are returning. It's like the tide. In the morning they flow outwards, now they're coming back. After hours on the road, the drivers are parking up for the night for a shower, a meal, and then some much needed sleep. A big part of Terry's job is supervising their arrival.
Sort of between, for us, parking wise, between 5 and 7 really is when we usually know by 7 o'clock whether we're going to be full or what time we're going to be full. You know, going back a couple of 3 years, you get here at 5:30, we could be full. And that's it all night, I'm just turning people around.
It's evening. Lights on the site glow brightly beneath the dark Wiltshire sky. The lorry park is full. Row after row of tightly packed trucks. In the cafe, 5 or 6 drivers have gathered to chat and watch a football match on Pit Stop's television. The site is quiet. But Terry tells me it's not always like this.
So occasionally in the summer you'll get a group of guys from Italy or Lithuania and they'll park their trucks together and they'll have their music going. But again, you just knock on the door, keep it down, people are sleeping. And 9 times out of 10 they're fine. You'll get the odd one that's maybe had a couple of shandies and thinks he wants to listen to his drum and bass until the early hours. But again, you know, we'll ask nicely once. If not, we'll just ask the security guard to say, look, if you don't turn it off, then you will be moved on. 9 times out of 10, it controls the issue.
Remember Ali from the kitchen team. She's still hard at it. I ask her for her take on the day.
This evening's been very busy.
There's a lot of trucks out there. Just a quick note.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how many is out there at the moment.
Is it normally this busy on arches?
Yeah, it depends. We never know what it's going to be like from night to night, really.
Yeah, it's a bit grim out there now as well, I wouldn't want to be in a cab myself all night out there in the rain.
I couldn't imagine it.
Watching the truckers unwind in the cafe, I'm struck by how intimate and oddly comforting my day at Pit Stop has been. So close to Chippenham and Kington Langley, yet it's a world unto itself. The Hideaway, as it was once called. Mysterious to some, yet welcoming to all.
The fact that I used to be a nurse and I feel as at home here as I ever did on a ward is a sort of proof really that if you could get up here and sample us, you'd suddenly relax and think, actually, it's not all about trucks. That's one part, but it's not the whole part. It's a place for everybody. And it's an untapped thing that people don't realise what's on their doorstep really. And so we've gone to great lengths in the past trying to lift the shroud of mystery over the Pit Stop. But I just urge people to come and try it for yourself, and you know, once you've got stepped through the door, you'll realise it's not a scary place at all, is it?
So what do Hannah and Lisa enjoy most about managing this secret world of giant trucks and their drivers from across Europe?
For the drivers, I love to think that they've come here and it's a relief and there's everything they could possibly need here. I hate to miss a trick. I want them to be able to walk in here and get everything they possibly need to give them maximum comfort in their cab for their time while they're with us and ongoing. Equally, I would like to think that anybody coming on site, our locals, people come to charge the electric chargers, come in here and are blown away really by, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I love being part of a family business, actually, because it's a great thing to come and work with members of your family, and we've got a great team here. It's fun to come in. There's always a buzz about the Pit Stop. It's never really quiet. There's always something going on.
The end of the evening is approaching. Pit Stop's big screen television is silent. Tables are cleared and empty. The truckers have retreated to their cabs out in the lorry park to sleep. Duty manager Terry is tidying up for the night.
So in the evening, kitchen shuts at 9:30,
last food's 9:30, showers close at 9 o'clock. Again, it's to give us time to obviously do a bit of cleaning and make it nice for the next day. And then we close the shop roughly about 9:55, obviously, because you have to cash up and stuff.
10:30 p.m, closing time. Terry switches the lights off and sets the alarm.
Okay. See you later, Ross. I'll see you tomorrow. See you later, Carl. See you later, Cass.
Job done.
A day at Chippenham Pit Stop draws to a close. Terry chats to the security guard, then gets into his car to leave. Out in the lorry park, the lights illuminate 108 silent trucks, slumbering like a herd of huge animals, waiting for morning and the call of the road. Safe in this protected space and among their own breed, their drivers can relax, for one night at least. This may be a secluded spot in Wiltshire, but Pit Stop feels like a microcosm of, well, something much bigger. You can find Chippenham Pit Stop on the B4122, close to junction 17 of the M4. If you're passing, pop in, take a look. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Thanks to the staff and management of Chippenham Pit Stop, who were kind enough to let me spend a day with them. I'll certainly never see it in quite the same way again. This has been Memories of Kington Langley. Goodbye.